This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking, cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Paula McIntyre is not in the studio with us today, but she is, via the wonders of FaceTime, joining us live from her house. Good morning, Paula. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, yeah.
Can I say, I am absolutely starving with hunger.
I know. Well, I'm not, because... have a pizza. This is great, actually. I like this, John. This suits me.
You've had pizza for your breakfast.
Roll out of bed and roll out of bed. And
you get all the pizza to yourself then as well.
Well, exactly, yeah. There's, well, I might share. Sure, that's what these times are about, aren't they?
Absolutely.
About sharing.
And it's soda bread pizza with potatoes, caramelised onions and bacon. Now, I have to say, in advance this week, the week being the week that it was, I thought, you know what, we'll make our own pizzas. Now, I think I have done it before. We've definitely done it before. But I have to say, it was I don't remember it being a stress. This was the most stressful thing I think I've ever done in the kitchen. I'm not joking. The dough stuck to my hands. The dough stuck to the worktop. Then when I tried to prick it and scoop it up off the worktop, it all shrunk. What started out as a 12-inch pizza ended up the size of the palm of your hand. And rustic, I think you would call it. And
wish you'd videoed that. That would have been... I'd like to have seen that.
Much too stressful.
Sounds like you're just... I could go through all the things you were doing wrong, but anyway...
Well, where did it go wrong? You tell me where I went wrong and what I should have done.
Well, I think your dough was probably... sounds like it was too wet and you didn't have enough flour on your surface. That's why it sticks.
Possibly.
And flour your hands as well, you know, before, and then the dough won't stick to your hands.
Yeah.
So, and were you able to eat it?
Yeah, I mean, it tasted okay in the end. It was about half the size of what I expected it was going to be, but like it fed the family in the end.
Normally, when you put yeast in something, it expands, but.
Okay. So tell us this. The idea for this came from, you know, reading your cupboards, reading out your cupboards this time.
That's right.
When you have time to do it now, clear out, see what you have, and use it up.
Yeah, and this is the first, I mean, I remember the first time I made this, I probably would have been 15, because soda bread was all the rage, soda bread pizza, you know, when you've just, in the 80s, you know, because it was so quick, and we weren't really doing yeast breads back then, so it's sort of a completely retro thing here, and plus it's really simple, John, because, I looked in my cupboards, and I have, thankfully, a lot of flour. A yeast, apparently, is in short supply.
Oh, really?
So if you have yeast, yeah, apparently so. I suppose everybody's making bread. But, you know, if you have buttermilk or if you don't have buttermilk and you just have ordinary milk, just add some lemon juice or vinegar to your milk and leave it for a while. And that'll have the same impact as making a buttermilk, because what you want is that acid in the buttermilk to react with the alkali and the baking soda. And that's where you get a nice fluffy, you know, soda bread. So don't worry if you don't have buttermilk. Just for that recipe, I think it's 300 mils of buttermilk. Put in the juice of half a lemon or a tablespoonful of vinegar, and whatever vinegar you have in the cupboard, you know, malt vinegar's fine. So that's that. So then, you know, just mix up the soda, baking soda and the flour, plain flour, a bit of salt. I put a wee bit of oil in it because, you know, and just makes it crispy in the end up. And then just make a nice soft dough with your buttermilk. roll that out, John. So I have it rolled out here, and just flour your baking board, and this the whole thing about is that's stuff we have in the cupboard. Everybody all week I've heard is, you know, the shops running out of pasta and running out of rice. Well, look, we've got fantastic potatoes in this country. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't really need to, you know, don't need to. And there's, and as far as I'm concerned, and from what I know, I've been talking to farmers, they're still available. So maybe rather than go out and the thing about it is, if you buy pasta, you have to do stuff to it because boiled pasta is rotten.
Yeah,
whereas a baked potato just needs a bit of butter. So, you know, isn't that true?
Absolutely.
And you can, and buying potatoes will keep as well. You know, if you buy potatoes directly from farms and keep them in a cool place, they will last, especially if they've got a bit of dirt on them. Just one tip is, if you've got potatoes and onions, don't store them next to each other because they have a kind of a love affair and sprout.
Oh, so right.
They'll cause each other to sprout. So keep them distanced. Definitely social distancing between your potatoes and your onions as well.
How appropriate.
Okay. So, yes. Okay. So, John, I've just got passatas, another thing that I seem to have quite a lot of in my cupboard. And I'm just, at the moment, I'm just spreading the passata, or if tomato puree would be fine, or, you know, whatever kind of, even if you have tin chopped tomatoes, just give them maybe a wee whiz with your blender. I've fried up some onions with a bit of bacon here. You don't have to, I buy those wee bags of lardons of bacon.
Yes.
You know, a lot of the local producers will do that. And then I buy those wee tiny bags and stick them in the freezer, and they defrost quite quickly. And they're great if you're making a soup, just to add lots of flavour. You know, fry them off with a bit of leek and throw in a couple of beans and a couple of tins of, you know, haricot beans or some spuds, or, you know, that's your base.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I did with the potato was cut it really, really thinly, John.
I see that. You've sent me all the pictures of all the different stages, and I can see the spuds cut really thinly into wee discs.
So really, really thin.
So
Take your time and do it. I did it on a mandolin, or you could do it, you know, the box grater. Just do it in the bit. Just be very careful. It's not a time for going to A&E, really. So
no.
Take your time with this. And then on top of that there, so I've got that all on top. I found some mozzarella, if you saw that in the photograph. So I found a bit of mozzarella at the back of the fridge that's actually still in date. So I thought I'd put that on top. And then that is quite a good shelf life. And then a wee bit of cheddar on top of that, or parmesan, or just, John, at this stage, just whatever you have. That's a great way of using up things.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that goes into the oven and just bake that. Nice hot oven, about 200.
And do you put it in the oven on the rack? This was a great debate in ours. Do you put it on a rack? Do you put it on a baking tray? Well, how do you lift it from the worktop into the oven?
For this pizza, any pizza, John, if you put it, it'll not work straight in the rack. No, it's too soft.
All right.
I put it onto a baking tray, just lightly floured. One of the things you can do is, if you want to get a nice, but although this seems to crisp up quite well, is if you want to heat your tray first
beforehand
in the oven.
Yeah.
And then bring it out, dust it with a bit of flour, and put your pizza on, and then quickly get the toppings on it. And what I did this morning, I've made a couple of pizzas. So I've got this one, so you can divide that dough up, and if somebody doesn't like bacon, if you don't like potatoes, leave them out. If somebody likes blue cheese, put that. So, you know, this is a good way of getting everybody together and, you know, having a bit of interaction.
Yeah,
with,
and,
you know,
and just 20 minutes then in the oven.
Not even, John. I did that this morning, just a nice way, about 15 to 20, just depends. And my oven was working this morning, you know, the way I have quite a temperamental oven.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking I've got a temperamental oven and a very high maintenance smoke alarm, so that's why there was no sizzling here today. But anyway,
sizzling, we're missing it. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.